It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. Let's talk about texting and driving. It's illegal, which you know because you never, ever do it. It's a $124 fine for a first offense if you get caught. Now, Washington State was a leader on this. We were the first state in the country to ban texting while driving a decade ago. And since then, phones have changed a lot, but our laws haven't. So state lawmakers are pushing for a change, and it might happen. Austin Jenkins is in Olympia covering the legislature for KUOW. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jeannie?
Good. So we haven't updated our laws to keep up with all the stuff phones do now. Why not?
Well, you know, there's many reasons. First off, it has not been for lack of trying on the part of lawmakers who are especially passionate about this issue. In fact, you may remember that it took former state Senator Tracy Eide a decade to convince her colleagues to pass the current law, which bans texting and driving while holding your phone up to your ear. So these things take time. I also think there's a bit of a libertarian streak to our politics here in Washington and at work on this issue. There's always the argument of, why are you singling out my cell phone use and not going after somebody who's eating their Big Mac or putting on eyeliner or reading a book? And then, you know, there's the nitty-gritty details of how do you write a law that can actually be understood by the public and enforced by the police. I will say that I think one thing that may have changed the equation this year is that there was very emotional testimony from victims and families of victims who were killed in terrible distracted driving crashes. And that is compelling to lawmakers when they hear those very personal, very emotional stories.
Hmm. Well, the House has already passed this distracted driving bill. So what would it do? How is it different?
Yeah, so both chambers have, and they really just need to reconcile a couple of minor differences, mainly having to do with the implementation date, which would be January 1 of 2019. So if this goes into law, people have time to adjust to it. But here's what it would do. It would replace the current law that's on the books. And in essence, it would say that no matter what the device is, if it's a personal electronic device, you cannot use your hands to operate that device while you are driving down the road. Not only that, at a stoplight or stuck in traffic on the freeway, you can't pick up your device and start using it. There would be an exception to using the term is minimal use of a finger to activate or deactivate a function. So you could press your iPhone button for a moment to activate Siri. That would be allowed. But you can't dial a phone number.
Hmm. Well, how do the penalties change if you get caught?
It doubles the penalty amount on the second violation. So second and subsequent offenses, it's a double penalty, which I think would be over $250. It also allows, if you get a ticket for this, it would allow your insurance company to be notified. And that would, of course, potentially affect your insurance rates.
You said that both chambers have passed this, but who opposed this?
There was actually a lot of opposition. And as I mentioned before, that sort of libertarian streak emerged a little bit. Well, you really heard two arguments. One was, again, why are we singling out cell phones? One of the lawmakers who's a police officer was saying, you know, he sees all manner of distractions behind the wheel, not just phones. Probably the most interesting opposition on the floor of the House this week was from Republican State Representative Ed Orcutt. He's the ranking Republican on the House Transportation Committee. And he argued that the crackdown just goes too far. And he said it might result in drivers who are actually not distracted, but using these devices from being ticketed. And he gave his little quote was, you know, they're driving fine, they're at a normal speed, they're leaving a safe distance, they haven't swerved, and then they get pulled over. He says, I don't think they should be pulled over in that case. I think that they should have to do something to warrant getting pulled over besides having the device in their hand.
Well, how would this be enforced?
You know, that is tricky. It's easy to conceal what you're doing in the compartment of your car, right? The police officer, you know, driving down the road can see if you have your seatbelt on, harder to see if you're holding the phone down by your lap. I think what you hear from police officers is, for the most part, they're looking for blatant violations, i.e. I'm holding the phone to my ear, or they're looking for a car that is not paying attention, a driver who's not paying attention and swerving down the road. But you know, this gives them, they would say, more opportunity to actually enforce reality out there, which is it's not just about texting and driving anymore. It's people Snapchatting, it's FaceTiming, it's streaming a Netflix show, you know, whatever. I mean, they've seen it all, but current law doesn't really apply to current technology.
I think this is actually worth clarifying. We're talking about drivers streaming Netflix, not, say, kids in the back seat watching Daniel Tiger or something.
still, your kids could still watch Daniel Tiger, but the driver cannot be streaming while they drive down the road. And you know, interestingly, there was an amendment that I think they accepted in the House that does exempt autonomous cars. At least that was a proposal. So there is some thought to how our driving might change in the future, as cars get smarter and smarter, along with our phones, and they try to get us maybe into the back seat where we can't do as much trouble and damage. But for the moment, since we're still operating our vehicles, they're saying you should be doing that without the distraction of the device.
Well, Austin, now that this has passed both the House and the Senate, it's likely that Governor Inslee will sign it and it'll become our new law?
The assumption is that he will, and right now the Senate, as we speak, is doing concurrences, so this could come up at any moment, any day now, and then it'll be off to the governor. And I think, barring some surprise, this is likely to be going into effect. As I said, the actual effective date, though, isn't until January 1, 2019.
Well, Austin Jenkins, Olympia correspondent for KUOW, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And if you're out there driving right now and thinking, you know what, I'll put my phone away when the law goes into effect in 2019, you might want to rethink that. Police departments across the state have added patrols to stop distracted drivers during the first 2 weeks of April.